All right, Mr. Serrato, we got to ask you, where did you get the name, the Iron Throat?
The Iron Throat, I got it from this DJ. He used to be a DJ in the Valley, and he's still in the Valley, as a matter of fact. I had left Bobby Naranjo in 1983. It's when I moved the Valley to the Valley in 1983, right. And I made the Tough Band. Okay. And Mike Cantu was... He liked my music, you know. And when I started to go, started to do, oh, baby, and all that stuff, he said, Mr. Iron Throat, you know. So he named me Mr. Iron, that's why. And my record label is named Iron Throat Records.
Awesome. And también, you play a bunch of instruments.
A bit of instruments. I don't play, not like I wish that I could. Like I said, when I started as a drummer.
Right.
And I haven't played drums in years, believe me. But I play a little guitar, I play bass, and that's about it.
That's good enough.
That's good enough to support me.
Songwriting.
Yes.
You're a songwriter.
Yeah, I'm a songwriter.
And the reason we bring that up, there's so few in La Onda, you know.
I've composed a few songs, you know, in my day. I haven't really lately, but all I have to do is sit down and start writing.
Right.
But, you know, always in the road and this, you know, this and that, so... There's never as much time for that now, but yes, I've written a few songs.
And you worked a lot with your brother Rene.
Oh yeah, so me and my brother, we started as kids, him and me together. You know, we started in the '60s, maybe '64, '65. You know, we started as we were going to Picard in West Texas.
Right.
We used to have a little band, and then we used to play here and there, just only him and me with the band. He would play guitar and I would play bass, you know. But me and Rene have done a lot of stuff together. A lot of stuff. And we plan to get together again and do another album, God willing.
That would be awesome.
Before we get older.
Right. Yes. Okay, now you've been everywhere. You've been to Mexico también, right?
Not Mexico. Been in the frontera, but not Monterrey. But I don't know. I've always been sort of afraid to go play in Mexico.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
The cartel. The news can scare you from...
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why. And they offered me to go.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't think so. I'm happy here in Texas and the United States. So I think I'm doing very good up here.
Now, I've been told that here in Texas, we're chiflados with all the Tejano we have. But I hear that in Michigan and other states, it is as big as ever. Can you witness to that? Or
California is a big market for Tejano.
Really?
Big market, huge. California is a good area for me. I go up there maybe once a year. And we do Illinois, we do Wisconsin, we do Kansas, all that. And there's a lot of ras up there.
Right.
They're hungry.
Right.
They're hungry for the Tejano as the music.
Right.
They're waiting for, they'll go pay us $50 a person to go see you.
Wow.
That's that they're so hungry that they'll pay any amount of money to go see a Tejano band from Texas.
So Texas is spoiled.
Oh, yeah, very spoiled. And we love it.
Right.
We love it.
What are your memories of, you know, coming up and recording, you know, your music? I'm sure you've got some great stories.
Like I said, I recorded with a bunch of bands, you know, and every band that I've recorded with, or every artist that I've recorded with, I mean, it's been a pleasure, because it doesn't get any better than that, you know.
Right.
To record the old stuff with a new with a new artist or an old artist, you know.
Right.
It's awesome to me. It's awesome, I tell you.
And have you gotten used to being on the road?
Oh yes, of course. Yeah, I have to. I mean, I fly sometimes, but really, I don't like to fly, because if I see something, let's say in California, I'll see something and I want to stop.
Right.
Take pictures, right. And on a plane, you can't. You can't see nothing, not just squares. That's all you see. But I love to drive. Everywhere I go, I drive. I go to Florida, I go to California, I drive.
Right.
And I've gotten offers to fly. No, I'd rather drive. Not because, I mean, I've flown a lot of times.
Right,
But I'd rather drive, you know, because I like the scenery and all that stuff. That's why.
Right. Now, can you name me someone that you haven't worked with in the music industry that you would have loved to have worked with, alive or passed
on? I've done songs with almost everybody.
Is that right?
I mean, not recorded with all of them, but but I've done on stage, you know, together.
Right.
The I've done it with everybody. Is that right? With Jay, with Ram, with everybody, you know. With Dan Breed, you know. Right. With Alberto is one of my friends. I've done it with a bunch of cats, man. I mean, and no, I wouldn't say that I would love to do it because I've done it with all of them.
Right. Yeah. And your family. I mean, we know that being a musician or traveling musician is tough. How difficult has it been for your family?
For my family?
Yeah, for your family.
Well, not really difficult because my wife, you know, my family, sometimes I take my grandkids with me.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I've taken my grandkids to California with me, to Chicago and this and that. So, no, it's all good. It's all good. No, my wife supports me all the way.
Wow.
All the way. She takes care of my business also and this and that. So.
Right.
So she's always with me, so.
That is awesome.
So it's never a dull moment, really.
And
unless I don't get paid, then it'll be a dog.
It's dollar menu.
There you go. McD's.
And what are some of the record companies that you've recorded with in the past?
I started Hacienda, Freddie, Falcon Records, Sarape Records out of Dallas.
Yes, Dallas.
I've been with four major labels, now I have my own label and this and that. I've done it with all the best at the recording labels in Texas that there is.
And are we going to see something new?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Very soon, very soon.
All right.
Very soon. I'm trying to finish an album of songs that I've always sang and liked, but I've never recorded them.
Right.
So
right.
I'm recording all this, I've known these songs all my life, but I'm doing an old album that's going to be called Old School.
Wow.
So that's what I'm working on.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And any plans of retiring anytime?
Hell no. I'm too young at 62. No.
I know that's
unless,
right.
Unless el señor, he takes me, okay, that's another
right,
thing.
Right.
But as long as I got my health and my God, I'm good. No plans of retiring. No.
I know that's right.
I want to be like Rubén Ramos. I already told you, he's an old man and he hasn't retired. So I want to be like him when I grow up. Like I said.
Right, right. And what are your? I mean, right now at your point in your career, is there anything you want to accomplish before you say, "Sabes qué, I'm gonna start slowing down"? Because I don't see you slowing down right now.
No, no,
so
no.
That's
well,
why
I don't have any intentions. You know, of slowing down. I do what I want. I want to do a song with El Alberto. I mean, we've sang on stage, but we never recorded together.
Right, right.
El Alberto, me and Sonny, maybe me and Joe do something which we've done in the past.
Right.
With Aviso Band, this and that. But me and Joe is a duet.
Right, right.
It's a duet. Yeah, you know. That's really and my plan with Rubén Ramos, and that's what I want to get to, you know.
That's awesome.
Other than that, I've done it. Yeah.
So there you go, people. You heard it here on Rancho Alegre Radio. And Mr. Jesse, once again, muchas gracias. You know, it's an honor for us to be here and talk to you. And, you know, I know you've got a gig right now and you took time out. That we really appreciate it, señor. We really do.
A ti gracias, mijo. Un saludo para todos, ¿verdad?
Seguro.
Un abrazo y un beso directamente desde el Valle de Texas. And you'll be hearing some new stuff very soon, and I appreciate the interview very much. That it's good for a musician to have interviews because it's good for publicity.
That's right.
I believe a lot in PR, and I've always done this all my life, so a ti gracias.
I appreciate it. And there you go, people. I promise you, anywhere you are in Texas or out in the U.S., I promise you, you're going to see Jesse Zarata playing somewhere, working hard for his money. So if he's in your town, you know, be sure to check it out. It's going to be a great show. And thank you once again, and we will see you next time. Rancho Alegre Radio.